Thank you so much for calling.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mino?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Lisa here. Finally, I've been trying to reach out to you from last week Friday. I don't know what was going on, but I tried to reach out on both numbers, and it didn't seem to get through, or sometimes it went on voicemail. Anyway, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. All right, so, Mino, there are two concerns that we need to address. First of all, we need to discuss the refunds that you were talking about. I guess there are two amounts. One of them is $200 from the Cindy order, get the printed copies order, and the second one is for the $500 one-month marketing, correct?
It was not one-month marketing.
Okay, so what exactly was it?
I was told that it would be marketing for months until I see a return from what Raphael told me, and he told me that if there's no returns and we do nothing, the money would be returned back.
Okay, and do you have a contract that he shared with you?
I'm going to try to pull it up. It should be in the messages because that's why I feel like he disappeared on your team. Because this was all the stuff that was promised to me, and then all of a sudden, you know, how your team keeps changing.
Mm-hmm.
After you guys take my money, then the team changes, and you guys change everything.
Okay. This is weird, okay? I have a complete different story here on my end, and as per the records that I have here, of course, we will be verifying that as well from the correspondence or the contract that Rafael shared with you. So let me tell you what I have here. The $500 that you paid for, it is set to be for marketing of 1 month on Twitter. And when I looked at the Twitter account, I see that the postings for 1 month trial marketing period is already sorted and done for. And that is pretty much it. That's all I have. And I don't have any of the details that you are asking me about. So let me just ask you one more thing. I have your account open up here. Do you recall where exactly he sent you the contract or even the title of the contract?
He was the problem. He was texting me and messaging me from my phones and everything, and that's where I'm like now more confused.
Okay, let's do one thing, all right? How about you check out your text messages,
I'm
your
looking
chat
through
conversation?
The yes. I'm looking through the messages that were sent between me and Raphael in the chat that you have, where I wrote to both of you, and that says, for advertising and publishing and to pay $500 if I make a profit, no receipt, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I'm also going through the teamwork portal, and so far I haven't come across any kind of contract. Let's see. Okay, you know what? You and I, we both can take time and review this and get back. Just in case if you find anything relevant regarding to this conversation that you had with Rafael, send me the screenshot on the portal, and then we'll take things from there, okay? All right, now let's talk about the $200 from Cindy's order. Josh mentioned to me that you were actually looking for a refund from that amount for $200. You know why?
So I gave a detailed description of that also. You guys paid $960 to Cindy for the book order. I paid $30 for the thing. Then you guys paid $40, which brings us to what, like $1,100, right? Because my $30. So $40 plus the $960, that's $1,000. I paid you $1,200 for the books. So that's a $200 difference.
Yep, but there were service charges, the $200 that you're talking about. We had to go back and forth with Cindy and provided the files of her desire because it wasn't the requirement. We provided her the formatted files, and she asked for a specific format which wasn't really part of the plan. And that's the reason why I was like, okay, fine, you know what? These $200 were
but did you guys,
back and forth.
Did you guys consult me about that? I don't remember receiving any email that this is out of the contract and this is different. That seems like that was a decision made by your end without discussing it with me.
Yeah,
and as far as I remember, no, there was no discussion about any of that, that this is the cost. This was me finding out. And then you never, ever consulted with me about that at all. I kept saying, what's the cost? What's going on? And I just kept being told, yeah, yeah, we're working on it. Lisa will call you. And then you disappeared for months. I haven't talked to you since April.
No, hold it. I called you proactively and I told you that this is the issue, that there was a technical glitch for the printing order, and this is in the cost. And that's when you told me about Cindy. And then I told you, you know what, give me her details. Let me reach out to her.
I remember that. This was April.
Mm-hmm.
This was all in April. Yes. And Cindy told me she charged you guys $960.
Yeah.
There was no discussion that you have to make any changes. As far as my contract, it's unlimited revisions.
Unlimited revisions with us, but if you're working with an external party, see, the conversation that you and I had about the printing amount, $1,200, I told you that it's not going to be deliverable. You got me a contract that was for Cindy, and you asked me, well, I told you that let me see if I can make that work, okay? And then we had to go back with her. We didn't talk about any kind of refund because we went for an alternate option for Cindy. So
No, you did not. That's totally incorrect. You told me it cannot be done. I said it can. And then you're like, let me talk to this person. I gave you that information.
Mm-hmm.
You used it. You never consulted me. You never told me what the costs were. You never told me anything. The only thing I was told about is, oh, she wants a different format. This is not, because she was telling me you guys are not listening. She keeps sending you messages. You guys delayed everything in every possible way. We've been dealing with this almost close to 18 months or more.
Yeah,
actually, we're almost at 2 years at this
up.
Point. This is my turn to talk. Lisa, this is my turn to talk. You're going to listen right now.
No, I'm
and we are at 18 months. No, you're going to listen to me talking right now, Lisa. Because
I
listen to you.
To listen. I'm saying, who told you that we're not getting back to her? Did Cindy say that?
Yes, because I would see the messages going back and forth, and I'm like, did you guys send her the revised copy? Did you do that? Let's go back to all the emails where we're going back and forth, and you guys are not responding for days.
Oh, my God.
But regardless of all that.
Okay, go ahead.
No. What's happening is you guys are provided the worst service possible. What was supposed to be done in 3 to 4 months has now taken 20 months, and we're still not at that. You told me you would publish the book on
$100. Don't waste your energy.
No, it's not. I'm frustrated. Lisa, you're not understanding. The situation is all about how frustrated I am with the whole experience that I've had. The whole experience. You know we are past 20 months now since we started this conversation. You never talked to me after April. No, there was no conversation from your end. I've dealt with I don't know how many different people every time with the company, and the new person comes along and tells me like they don't know anything. Josh is absolutely terrible, does not know how to converse, does not have any etiquette. Raphael hounded me, called me over and over till I gave him the money for the marketing, and the minute he got the money, he disappeared, never called again. You had me deal with Sheldon for months. He disappeared. You tried to sell me copyright things, charging me $5,000, and I said I would do that myself. That cost me only $100 when I did it myself. Every experience I've had has been seen like a way that you guys are just trying to gouge money out of me but not make it done. Again, I wrote over 10 days ago saying, hey, KDP, my friend got the book, and the end of the book is missing. Why are we doing that? Has not been solved at this time. It's been 2 weeks, more than that. Nobody has called me or told me, like, oh, take a look at KDP, let's fix this. This is why I'm frustrated. I feel like I'm yelling at a wall trying to get you guys to understand, and you guys think I'm like a kid who's going to get pacified with your life. You're trying to tell me that you tried to. I talked to you on April 15th, was the last time we spoke. You have not talked to me since then. It's just been a series of emails between Cindy. I appreciate your effort, and I appreciate that you got that part done. But as far as everything else, the marketing, nothing happened the way it was. There's only like 4 or 5 posts on Twitter. I was not promised just Twitter. I was promised Instagram, Twitter, Instagram, Spark, any social media, Facebook, all of that. Nothing happened. You guys put like 6 posts on Twitter, which got absolutely no traction, and you were trying to charge me for that. Who would do business like this? I've talked to a couple of lawyers. I've talked to them, and they're like, this is unbelievable.
Can I say something now, Mina?
Yes, you can speak now. I'm done.
Thank you. And I'm so sorry. I didn't have the slightest idea that you were that much frustrated. I'm very sorry that you feel this way. First of all, I want to acknowledge you on the fact that I understand there has been, you know, a lot of back and forth with different people, and I apologize if that was a hassle or you know, a frustrating experience for you. Secondly, I want to acknowledge this, that I have been promoted, Minu, a very long time ago. The reason why I called you in April was to discuss this concern. I am a compliance manager now. I handle a completely different department in which I only speak to the customer when we actually are facing any kind of concerns, and that's the reason why I called you up regarding the printing issue. And after that, I had Josh assigned on the project, so he was taking care of everything. See, before I was a project manager. A project manager interacts with the customer on a daily basis. And now I'm a compliance manager, so my job description is very different now. And I was under the assumption that when I sorted this issue out and Cindy was willing to deliver the order, I went ahead and I told Josh, and we kept things moving forward from there. Secondly, in regards to your marketing, yeah, before I close that up, for the $200 that you are talking about, I am willing to refund that. No questions asked, no verification required. I'm going to go ahead and initiate the refund for that amount immediately, okay? So that is sorted. Now, secondly, what I have in regards to the $500 marketing amount, it's completely different, 360 different from what you're telling me. So if and I literally want to go ahead and facilitate you if this is the case. If Rafael told you all of this, for example, multiple platforms, money-back guarantee, if there were no results and all of that, I'm going to go ahead and initiate the refund immediately, Minu. Okay, so that's not a problem at all. Just send me something to work with, because I will have to forward this case as a compliance manager to the billing department or the finance team in order to initiate this. And they're going to ask me what my case is based on. So what if whatever you're saying is true, which I personally believe it to be true, because I'm not doubting you here, okay? So if it's true, and if you can work something out and provide me anything from Rafael in writing, stating all of this to you, I'm going to go ahead and immediately refund that amount as well. No question asked. And I do understand.
Is Rafael not working there anymore?
Rafael is not feeling well. So he's actually admitted in a hospital. That's the reason why he's not calling you or getting in touch with you at this point of time. So I can't verify this personally with him. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's fine. But so this is since April that I spoke with Rafael too. So you're telling me he's been sick for this long, because I think I've asked in the messages that where's Rafael, how come he's not? I've even asked Josh, where's Rafael, because I want all this stuff clarified. And I think the last time I spoke that time with you too, and I was talking about all this, and I told you this is all the stuff that Rafael promised me. We had this conversation in April as well. And that's why you have been the only person who actually will actually talk. And that's why, unfortunately, all my frustration is being taken out on you. But I'm having terrible experience with the rest of these people. And I feel like they actually try to explain to me when it's, I don't need explaining. I know exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. They try to mansplain to me, and I don't need that.
Of course. That's not a problem at all. Minu, I was your project manager when you came on board. And I still remember that you and I, we had good understanding. We worked together.
And that's why I don't know what happened from there. You were the first person I started with, and we moved forward, and then we did that. But what happened after that? Everybody else has been absolutely terrible.
Okay. All right. And I'm very sorry about that. You know, I had no idea that this has been so horrible for you. And I truly apologize for that. And I'm taking into account every possible way in which I can get you compensated in terms of the amount. So rest assured.
Now, at this time, I want the book to be fixed on KDT. How can I have everybody buy it that I'm trying on my own on Instagram and trying to get people to see if when they tell me, they're like, oh, wait, there's not, this is missing. And I'm like, wait, you're missing the whole about the author page. You're missing the last pages. It's missing those parts. And I put that in the book. I put that in the chat as well.
Yes, I saw that, actually. I'm coming to that concern. That's the second part of my discussion, okay? Let's talk about this first, put this aside, and then we'll discuss that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right. So as I was saying, let's do this. You figure this out, see if you can provide me any possible chunk or any possible screenshot or message of a file saying any of these things to you. And I'm going to go ahead and initiate the refund immediately. It's not about the amount, Manu. It's about you and the experience that you had with the company. And it has been horrible so far. So I'm already putting in a note from my end to provide you the $500. But, of course, I will have to support that with some
evidence and
documentation.
I totally agree. I'm gonna have to go through these messages, but the problem is the other phone that I had, the one that you've been calling, I don't have that phone anymore. I let that go 4 months ago. And that was, I had a lot of text messages, which I unfortunately do not have now. Shit. I'm going to have to try to check through my stuff and see if I have stuff in my pictures and screenshots or something. I will get back to you on that.
Of course, of course. Don't worry about it. I'm going to try and see if I can find any evidence from my end, too. I'm going to go through the portal because that's all I have for now since the file is in the hospital, so I cannot verify anything from him. Even if he was here, I would have verified this from his phone as well because all of these cell numbers that we have, these are company-paid numbers. So I can go ahead and put in a request and, scrutinize that. So that
would be great.
Yeah, but that option
is. And I also recommend if you get the chance to talk to Raphael, he can cross-verify if he's honest about the things that I was told on the phone.
That's the thing. It's a little shady. You know why? Because the information that is, provided or inserted in the server, the local server, the internal server that we use for record keeping and communication, for all to be on the same page, that entry has actually been made by Raphael himself. And that's the reason why I'm a little, shaky about that. So I just
because
want something
I'm telling
verifiable.
He kept calling me, and I kept saying, no, not yet. I don't have the budget for the marketing. I don't have this. I don't have that. I need to get the books. That's how we went forward with the whole process of the books.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's like, yeah, I can easily
you
get
and
you
me.
The
Raphael, I know him for his aggression too. So I do believe you on that when you say that he was, back and forth calling you and all of that.
No, and it's not just that. He was like, I will easily get you the books. I'll get you the books easily in that amount if this is what they're promising you and this and this. And that's why I did all of that stuff and I paid him that right that spot because I'm like, okay, this guy looks like he can make it happen. And that's the sad part, that this is like one of my little dream projects that I've had a miserable experience with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember that. Okay, all right. So, Minu, let's do this. And we'll figure this out. Don't worry. I'm going to get you a final resolution on the total amount of refund. $200 is already sorted. The $500, I'll get you a final resolution by Monday latest, okay?
Yeah, let me do my research from my end, too.
Yeah. That would really help, and that would really help me, put your case forth and have this initiated with no further investigation or anything like that. Now, let's talk about the second issue, the final files that were sent to the publication team and were approved by you as well. All of them have the last two pages. Now, the only way to verify what went wrong is in order to log into your Amazon or KDP account. So if you allow me to do that, we can do the ODP verification right now over the phone so that we can log in and provide you the rest of the information.
Yes. That would
okay.
be good.
Okay. All right. To stay on the line, give me like 2 to 3 minutes. Let me align the publication team, and then we'll go for the code.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for being online, Minu. My team just confirmed that the password is incorrect that we have.
Okay. Maybe we can try resetting.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
I said, should we try resetting that then? No, I'm talking. I'm talking on the phone. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but I'm waiting for the password. Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find what the password is.
No problem. I'm here.
But I don't remember it.
Should we go for a password reset if you can't remember?
Yeah, let's just do that. Okay.
All right, let me just tell them to reset the password, and then you're going to get something on your email or text
message. Yeah, the one-time password. Yeah.
Just stand by, okay?
Okay. What should I say today at the thing?
Minu?
Yes.
Yeah. And a one-time password has been sent on your email, so can you check that?
The code is 402-593.
402-593?
Yes.
Okay. Stand by, please. All right, Minu, that is sorted. There is another OTP sent on your text message. Can you provide that?
Yes. 987-576.
987-576. 576, correct?
Yes.
Okay, stand by. All right. Thank you so much for staying online, Minu. It's sorted. Give me some time. Let me verify this with the publishing team, see what's going on, and then I will get back to you, okay? Probably by the end of today or tomorrow morning, okay?
That's fine. Call me back tomorrow morning. I have to run through a couple of things. Or if you call me, it's 5 o'clock. If you call me tonight at 8, that would be good. About 3 hours, if you're awake. Okay?
All right. All right. Thank you so much once again, Minu. Take good care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.